Mr. Trout, your water's cold. I shiver and stir to the bone. Feels like a cold bath, but I'd rather be warm.
In the cold water aquarium, we have rainbow trout. It requires cold water between 55 and about mid-60s. Trout can only tolerate cooler water.
That's trout specialist Dave Dreeves.
What makes our streams cool in Kentucky is higher elevation, areas where they're spring fed, and streams that are heavily forested.
A 70 degree day is inviting, but in 70 degree water, you're shivering. At 70 degrees, hypothermia can begin to set in, and trout like it even colder than that.
Mr. Trout, your water's cold, ain't sticking my toe in your home. It's the cold truth that I'd rather be warm.
If you took a trout and released it in an Ohio River in the middle of summer, it would die almost immediately.
You and I are temp sensitive. We can fluctuate on 1 degree from being hot, cold, or comfortable. Think about when you adjust the thermostat at home. It's usually just by only a smidgen. So a span of 20 degrees for the fish here at the inside aquariums is significant.
In a cold water stream, there is a little higher diversity of aquatic invertebrates. Rainbow trout, even when it's a large size, is going to eat small insects. There are no trout native to Kentucky. Rainbow trout are native to the west, and brown trout is native to Europe.
Dave and the Kentucky Division of Fisheries actually stock trout in some of the cooler water streams of the state to add to the diversity and fun of fishing. A big rainbow can be 18 to 20 inches long and weigh 3 pounds or so. And trout anglers aren't just part of the outdoors. They're part of the Kentucky economy. $33 million a year. That's quite a bite. Add up travel, tackle, and everything else, and this cold water fish is one hot little number.
Throw me my gloves. Anybody for some soup?